star for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's here. Jesus Christ, He is us. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was not, but Jesus, we praise you with all our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to come before your presence in praise. Oh God, we know you are seeking for worshipers that worship in spirit and truth. And we just need that, Lord. Accept our worship, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Reverend Sanchez cannot be with us today, but we have a voice.
what I'd like to read for you today as a letter of congratulations from Silvero and Francis Sanchez for you, Mike. Dear Mr. Kinney, I was recently informed that you are in the process of being ordained as a minister of the gospel. We are happy for you and rejoice with you and your family on this great occasion in your life. We pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you to the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of him. I am at a loss for words to express our joy for you. We know that the Lord will use you in a mighty way. Don't forget the words of wisdom that the Lord gave to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success. For have I not commanded you? Be strong and good of courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Remember that you are as close to we are as close to you as your phone. Please do not hesitate to call us if you need of any assistance. And again, that's from Silvero and Francis Sanchez.
Did all of you get a bulletin? We want to make one correction. In 1966, our church licensed Mike Kinney. We did not ordain him. 1996? What did I say? I'm just seeing if you're awake. It was just a test to see if you were sharp. Nancy, give us some prayer requests from the internet, please.
That's one. This is a time of family matters. You know, in the Word, Jesus very strongly said, my house shall be a house of prayer. And that's why we are here. It is a house of prayer. Our house is a house of prayer, and this house is a house of prayer. And this is a time of family matters. God says to bear one another's burdens. And that's what we are to do. That's a calling on our life, to bear one another's burdens. And we have some requests here that we're going to be lifting up before the Lord. But before we lift them up, I would like to ask if there's anyone in this congregation this morning that has any requests to be made before the Lord. Maybe you don't want to make it out loud, but you can lift your hand and say, yes, I do have one. Anyone? Okay, there's one in the back. Okay, I was going to ask, how is she doing? Well, God has spoken in her behalf that he has healing for her. And I proclaim that in Jesus' name, that there's complete healing, complete restoration. You know, sometimes we lose sight of what that complete restoration is. It's complete. And he's taking care of every area in our lives that needs being taken care of. There is a scripture that I thought very strongly about this morning, and it is from Jesus' mouth at the time he was walking through Jerusalem. And it says, oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. It so touched my heart, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings for protection and the warmth and the comfort that only he can give. But sometimes we lose sight of that and we fail to cry out to our Almighty God. and we try to handle things in our own strength, in our own way. And I can understand that, because sometimes the difficulties that we go through become so hard and so intense that we wonder if there's ever going to be an end. But there is. There is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in our life that He desires to touch us with. That's the complete salvation He has for us. And we can trust a loving Father who desires to gather us under His wings. We can trust Him for the timing and the way He so chooses to bring His healing grace to us. And He will bring His healing grace to us. There was a request that came on the internet this week. Patty will be lifting her up later on, but I felt it so important to share this because I think this is exactly what our Heavenly Father is asking. He's asking us to come. Her name is Teresa. This is Judy's stepbrother's wife. And she's having a struggle with cancer. The whole family is having a struggle with it. The whole family has difficulty seeing her go through the pain that she's going through. And these are her words. This past week, particularly, a phlebitis occurred, a deep phlebitis in her left leg. And so they spent most of the day walking through Kaiser. This event caused Doug and me to spend a rather large amount of time at Kaiser. Alas, but that meant no chores, and so it was a time of slow, peaceful movements around the hospital. There are so many people who suffer physically vastly more than I do. The problem of evil suffering, sin, death, is always before us. And tonight, I am weeping with sorrow because of all the pain and anguish my illness is causing Doug and each child. She has young children. I long for death to ease their pain, because how can I be happy when they are miserable? Please, God, accept this sorrow and my desire to love and accept all things. That last line says it all. Do you know that we can go to Him with all our sorrows, all our pains, all our frustrations, all our griefs? We can go to Him and we can cry out to Him, no matter what it is. It may not even be a physical thing. It may be an emotional thing. It may be a trying situation. But He's calling us to come. He's longing to gather us under His wings. And He's saying, come, come unto Me, all you who are weary, heavy laden, and I do have rest for you. And she said, I like this. Accept my sorrow. And you know the beautiful thing is, He does. He does accept all the frustration, all the anger, everything that we're going through. He accepts it because He knows that deep down in us there is a desire to love and accept all things as coming from the hand of a Heavenly Father. He doesn't cause any of these things. But because of the world that we're living in, God is requiring us with every fiber of our being to reach out to Him and to be overcomers despite what comes against us, because this world is getting worse and worse and worse. But we know the hope, and we are to be shining lights in this world with the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, despite what we may go through, the temporary thing we may be going through. So let's go before the Father. And if any of you have any other requests you want to present, please feel free. Lift up your heart. The Lord says, if My people who are called by My name will humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So let's go before Him now.
You're a God of your own. Don't argue. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in Jesus' precious name. Father, I just have the first time to see that are here today that the palace and they're moving situation. They've been given 30 days. guide them to the perfect place to snap them. It's not moving them, to put them somewhere to take them backwards, but it's moving them forward. Yeah. And so I just pray that you would guide them and lead them in the direction that they should follow. And that they close to you and be tempted to your heart in Jesus' name.
It's incredible. Pray for them. Please pray for a miracle. And it's a miracle that these friends are asking for their friends. Radiation. And I use my prayer is for she and her husband and family that they will be in the presence of the Lord and Mary Jesus during this time. Father, that I just want them to know the Lord Jesus there to Barbara and forever. And that he is your good, and he is your comfort, and he is your
is there anyone else? I want to say thank you, Jesus. I want to address each one of you, and I want to say, do you know that you are loved? Do you know that Jesus cares? Do you know that he's ever present to meet every need that you may have? And he is just a call away. He desires to meet your needs more than we can even begin to understand. And it matters not what we're coming through. It matters not where we've been. He receives us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are made whole through that blood. So to that I say, amen and thank you.
I'm sure that some of you had this prayer request. If you've not
felt comfortable in lifting up to the Lord. We have an offering plate here and there's one over there where you can take your piece of paper and pencil. You can write down your private prayer request. Or just put your name, put it in this box, and one of our members tell the other visitor what this means.
Something for Jesus to do.
Something for Jesus to do, Bob. The kids have been really good. Are there a few here? Excuse me, but I have something to do first. The screw seems to be loose in my glasses. So I've got my screwdriver here, and I'm going to try to tighten it. But I'm having such a difficult time. Does anybody know why? Why are you laughing? Why? I'm very polite to come to you. I'm sure you're laughing.
What is it?
I asked those people. You're right. Too big. Well, it is. That is true.
Oh, yeah, too big.
I need a smaller screwdriver.
No, it is too big.
But I got a smaller screwdriver. Is there a smaller screwdriver anywhere? Anybody have a small?
I got one.
Oh, that isn't much.
That works for me.
Good. You always carry screwdrivers with you? Now this, it's still too big. I need a smaller screwdriver. Anybody have a smaller screwdriver?
No.
I'll ask again. Is there anybody in the balcony that has a smaller screwdriver? Or on the lower floor? Anybody?
None.
I have one.
Oh. Come on. You can't possibly have a smaller screwdriver.
Yeah, I've got one.
And you carry it with you all the time?
Just happened to have it this morning.
Hey, if we didn't have you as a visitor, we would not get anywhere. You know what? Now, we start with a big one. We got
the wrong type.
Wait. Do you hear what I hear? There's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, that says, "Here I am, send me." Here I am, send me. Oh, now we're going to get going here. Now this is what we need. But all the answers to your problems as you grow up is found in the Word of God. And that scripture says, "Here I am, send me." So this little screwdriver says, "Here I am the one made for this task." The big guy couldn't do it, the other guys couldn't do it, but this could do it because why? It was made for this task. Each one of you kids, adults as well, have been made for a special task. And if you don't do it, it's not going to be done. Now, I've got some grandkids that live in Sicily, Italy, and we got this tape for 6 hours of children's video, so I thought I would mail it. I was going to put it in this case. But what's wrong here? Well, luckily, okay. Now, here's a case. Now, this is a case that will fit, right? Because this case was made for this job. This case was made for a different job. So you see, we're all different sizes and shapes and colors and situations, but we're all made for a very special task. And I don't know when we all will learn that, but especially do the kids need to grow up and know that you have a special job to do. Because before you were even born, the scripture says that God knew you when you were in your mommy's tummy, in your mommy's womb, and he knew all about your days. Now, your scripture this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Everybody listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't look like that. Okay. 2:10, here's what it says, Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship. Can you say, "I am God's workmanship"? I am God's workmanship. Can you say that, Ken? Yes, you are. You really are. And it says here that you were made, created, like this screwdriver, for a special work. You were created in Christ Jesus to do a special work which he has planned in advance for you to do.
So in the tight spots of your life, when you grow up, God's got something really special for you to do. Now here I want you to play along with me. Let's pretend that we are in a desert island, okay? Okay. And I am starving. I'm starving to death. And there is one little bean, red hot. See it? And it's in this bottle. Now the bottle is buried in the sand. So if it wasn't buried in the sand, I could do this and I could get it. Okay. My life is in this bean. And I can't get it because why can't I get it? It's buried in the sand. Are you understanding that?
Yeah.
I can't get it out because it's buried in the sand. So what I need is something to help me get this out. So God has created you for a special purpose. Whoa, watch this. Better work, man. Anyway, see that?
Whoa.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Very good. Mine. Okay, watch this. I'm going to go down in there and I'm going to shake it like a little shake. Now. Ooh. Is that true? Okay, how did I get this accomplished? Because God has provided intelligence for people to make something to do what I just had needed to be done. Well, let me do it again. See, I can't get it out. Okay, if I can't get it out, but with the right tool.
It fell down.
I'll figure that one out. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's way in the corner. That's what you're doing. Being a heart surgeon like I am.
I'm
on. God created you. It says here in this book, this is our God book, God has created you for a very special purpose. And if you don't do it, it probably will never get done. So if you've been created for a special purpose, that means that you are uniquely different, right? Patty, where are you, Patty? Could you help me with this? What I want you to do, kids, is as you leave, I want you to go by the piano, by the organ. I want you to take your finger, go like this, and I want you to go like that, and I want you to take your friend home. Nobody's got a friend like your friend or my friend. And I want you kids, I want you kids to take this home, and I want you to put it where you can see it, and I want you to remember that you are a very special person. Nobody's like you, and you have something very special to do, okay? Your friend. So
okay.
If you go to Miss Campbell, she will get you fingerprinted.
You didn't get anything to wipe your fingers
yes,
off.
Yes, I did.
I was just going to get that off.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, kids. Go through here. That'll be great. We thank you for coming. We'll see some of you next Sunday. This is really cool, isn't it? Officer Sanchez should be here to do this officially, probably. We do greet you again. And you know, I hope that when you leave after a while, you can say, you know, it's really been great to be in the house of God. It is good to be in God's house. We're going to serve communion in a few minutes. And even though there's distraction here, let me have your attention. Would you just bow your heads for a moment? And the Bible says, let's examine ourselves before we have communion. Let's go through the streets of our mind. Let's see where we are with the Lord. Let's find that sin that we can't ask God to forgive. Genius. Thank you.
And Lord, as we accept your invitation to sit at your table, we want to come as you have asked us to come. And this pastor invites all who are here, if you name the name of Jesus, to accept his invitation to his table. It's not the church's table. So the visitors feel free to partake. And Jesus says, come, and we come, Lord Jesus. We come reverently, we come soberly, we come intelligently to your table. We do not want to take it lightly. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus said, this is my body. And he broke it. And he said, this body is broken for you. And we, on this side of the cross, understand that his broken body is for our healing.
The broken body is for our healing, because by his stripes we are healed. He lifts the cup and he says, this is my blood, shed for you, for the remission of your sins.
As Jesus did, so our Lord, I lift up these elements right now. You lift up your body, I lift up your blood, and I bless it to our partaking in Jesus' name. Amen. Roxy, would you come, and Dean, would you come here?
I see all around the rim of these trays fingerprints, and they represent each one of us individually. And so as we partake, God is aware of you. This is my body. Eat it, it says. Eat it. And after the unleavened bread, this is my blood, he says, drink it. And he said something else. He said, as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink, you show forth my death until I come again. Jesus is coming again, and it may be sooner than we all expect. We bless his name. Before Jonathan comes to sing for us, we would like us to have an opportunity to worship him with tithes and offerings. After all, he's given his whole life. He's asked us to give also. And so, Dean, would you and Roxy come and wait for us for the offering? And I ask God you bless the gift and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Thank you, guys.